I've never quite seen anything like what I saw tonight. The adaptation of Raiders of the Lost Ark was carried out with such attention to detail to mimic the original, and shot for shot I only spotted two scenes which the young filmmakers aged between about 8 and by the time they finished it about 15. Only a couple of shots that they managed to copy, one of which understandably was the fight scene with the big fella, the big German aviation officer on that big gull wing airplane. They couldn't get hold of one of them. And then for all the other shots that understandably they had difficulty getting hold of props for, well, they just kind of made do. They used Indiana Jones, the actor's dog, appropriately I suppose, for character name Indy. They used his dog instead of a spider monkey, and instead of getting hold of a seaplane, Reggie's airship was actually a ship, a boat, you know, they carried it all off with such charm and passion and intricacy, down to, you know, the way Indy kind of flutters his finger over his lips whilst he's trying to get a kiss off Marion on Katanka's boat. All these little touches, they'd obviously watched the film so many times, and all of the expressions they managed to get exactly right. And all of this coming from a bunch of kids, really. It was remarkable, absolutely remarkable. The quality of the film was shockingly poor. They shot half of it on Betamax, half of it on VHS. They managed to edit it at the actor Indy Jones' mum's TV station during the graveyard shift. It's 100 minutes long, and quite remarkable. I suppose I'm just rather speechless about what they managed to do with it. All the stunts they even carried out, with slight disdain for safety, which you just wouldn't, of course you wouldn't see that. Indy, during the chuck chase, actually manages to pull off that stunt where he goes underneath the truck and then uses his whip to attach himself to it and pull himself back up, climb over the top, and, you know, then knock out the driver who pushed him out in the first place. I mean, it really was one of the most remarkable things I've seen, being an indie fan and also being a movie buff. I'm not sure that I'll ever have a chance to see something like that again. It was also great to be able to speak to the director and the actor that played Indiana Jones. I can't remember who was who. One was called Eric, the other one was called Chris, I think. They did some Q&A afterwards. They mentioned that they might well be, well, that there's not, that there is a possibility that it will get a DVD release. There are legal issues, of course, but George Lucas and Spielberg have been so good to them that I don't really see that would come from them. Maybe it would come from Paramount. I don't really see what there is to lose, but you know, in this day and age, there's a lot more litigation going on in Hollywood than there ever has been. They also told plenty of stories about the ups and downs of making the film, projects that they're now working on. I'm going to aim to put up that Q&A. I managed to record it, I'm going to try and put that up with a couple of photos, and hopefully you will be able to hear for yourself. They were also given the film on a hard drive, which I kind of, you know, really means that it can get distributed fairly easily.